She's a lady, she is mine. Brush back your hair. I want to get to know your flesh. I've been waiting here for so long. Oh,
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. You know, one of the great things about having your own rock and roll show is sometimes you get to talk to some of your favorite guitar legends. And one of those times is tonight, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2010 inductee Steve Hackett, longtime member of Genesis, GTR, and one heck of a solo career. And we've got Steve on the phone with us tonight. Steve, welcome to Quartz in Session.
Hi there, Eric. How are you doing? Nice to talk.
I'm doing terrific, my friend. Where are you calling in from tonight?
I'm calling from London, England, the old country.
Well, we're excited because Steve Hackett with the Genesis Revisited Tour is coming to the Palace Theater Saturday, April 30th. And you've got a brand new solo album, Surrender of Silence. Let's start off with talking about this great new album. I love it. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's one of two albums that I did in lockdown. I did an acoustic album, first of all, just to stay in touch with my feelings and the fact that we had so many dates cancelled. I wanted to stay in touch with people's hearts in a way. And then because there were still no shows going on for best part of 2 years, I had 2 weeks off, and then I got on with the next album, which was Surrender of Silence. So they're kind of companion pieces, these two, but they're very different from each other. Surrender of Silence is much more rocky. It is, somebody referred to it as the nearest thing to a heavy metal album that I've ever done. And I'm quite happy with that description, although, you know, it's kind of metal orchestra. It's there's a lot of classical influence, but it is very heavy. It's a very full-on album, and there's a lot of social comment on it. I'm very proud of that. I haven't fought shy of that. So I think it's a less romantic album, perhaps, but it's got teeth, and that's the important thing. And I'm doing some of it live, as I will be basically, I'm going to be touring for about 6 months as of Saturday, you know, as of a couple of days' time. Really looking forward to being back in the saddle.
You know, Steve, one of the things that I was so impressed with this new album is the production on it. It sounded like a lot of time and hard work went into creating this album. Did you record this differently because it was during the pandemic, or was it a normal thing the way you do all your albums? Because it's just a great album.
Well, I tell you what, I think it does sound better. I think there's more clarity on it. I think that's because the team that put it together, we all gain more experience as we move on. I mean, I was listening to some stuff that I did maybe a few years ago, and I think, oh, you know, nice song, but I wish the production was a little sharper. But with this one, with multi-band compression and experience, and the fact is that we put it together in about a year, working at home. But if it sounds good, it's largely down to the team that put it together. Roger King, who's engineered it, and my wife Jo, we three end up writing the stuff together, and then we take it to other people, or rather, other people send their contributions to us because we couldn't do too much, physical contact with people. It's a different time. COVID times have required extraordinary solutions, but I think it's all the better for the fact that we were able to really concentrate on all of the close detail that everyone was to send us. So I had a ball doing it anyway. I had lots of fun doing it, and I got to have a good rant on the guitar. You know what I mean? There's a lot of anger in that album.
It's terrific. Let's hear something from it now. Let's play something from your new solo album, Surrender of Silence. Steve, what should I play? You pick the tune.
Why don't you play The Devil's Cathedral? Because I think that's got quite a lot of things that might be surprising to listeners, like, you know, to start off with soprano sax and pipe organ, it's a rare combination. Doing octatonics, it's going to be rare. So that's for the music students. Yeah, figure out the scales they're doing, and then it sort of lifts off and blasts into a rocker.
We're talking with Steve Hackett, guitar legend, WRCT Pittsburgh.
88.3 FM.
Thank you.
you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You just heard the latest single from the new Steve Hackett album, Surrender of Silence. That tune was called The Devil's Cathedral. And on the phone with me from London, England tonight, we've got Steve Hackett. So, Steve, you're coming to Pittsburgh. You're coming to the Palace Theater in Greensburg on Saturday, April 30th. This is the Genesis Revisited Seconds Out Tour. What can our listeners expect to see when they come to see you live?
Well, Eric, we're going to do a short solo set, first of all, that will include a couple of things from Surrender of Silence and some other older favorites. But then we take a break and we come back with something that the original album, Seconds Out, was about an hour and a half long. So sometimes these sets can get a little longer if solos get extended. But I'm really looking forward to doing both things because you get some of the new, but then you get the Genesis thing. Those Genesis tracks have already proved themselves, and so they kind of ride high in the affection of fans. And Genesis doesn't often do those things, those classic albums. And I know that Seconds Out was a big favorite album of a lot of people. So it's great to be doing that in its entirety. I've done it in the UK, done it a little bit in Europe, in France, and in Scandinavia, and it works very, very well live, even though, you know, it's a golden oldie. I love doing it.
So that leads me to this question. You mentioned that you were recently listening to some recent albums of the past. How often do you go back and listen to the work you recorded back in the 70s with Genesis?
Not very often, but you know what? I tell you what, I listen to those things and I think sometimes, you know, a re-record might be good of something like that. You know, I'll be listening to a track and I'll be thinking, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? As I was saying to Bill Bruford at one point, you know, yeah, wonderful to have it in time and in June simultaneously. So in the days before click tracks, when it all piled in and you're trying to hear each other in headphones, you know, you're going back a long way, you know, sort of, you know, from 2022 to 1972. And things have changed a bit over the years. So precision has gone up and other things have gone down. But, hey, it's great to be doing it.
It sure is, and we're so glad that you still are doing it and doing it at such a great level. So, Steve, I got a number of email questions from listeners because our station publicized that we'd be doing this interview and got questions from people talking about you not getting credit for guitar techniques that guys like Brian May and, of course, Eddie Van Halen, the public thinks made famous, but you were doing it long before those guys with things like double-handed tapping and sweeps. What do you think about that? What do you think about people who are coming out saying, hey, Steve Hackett was the guy that brought this about?
Well, I think, you know, the information revolution means that, of course, social media puts everyone in touch with all that. So I think that, you know, you've mentioned three guitarists there, okay? I think we've all given each other publicity and said, I really dig what the other guys have done. When Brian May, he and I worked together, the very first conversation I had with him, I met him many, many years ago in South America, and he said he was influenced by a track that I did. He was influenced by the guitar work on it, and I thought, oh, wow, you know, and I remembered that there was a harmony guitar solo right at the end, a three-part harmony, a track called Musical Box. And he said he was influenced by it. And I thought, oh, you know, well, he's the harmony guy. That's what he does. You know, that characterizes his style. And then, of course, you mentioned the late, great Eddie Van Halen, who there's no doubt about his brilliance, the same as Brian May. And but he did sort of, you know, mentioned that I'd been an influence. So I think that tapping technique, for me, you can hear it again on that same album, the Nursery Crime album from 1971. So I was experimenting with the idea of making the guitar, the fretboard, sound like the keyboard by doing, you know, big jumps that you couldn't normally do with the stretch of your hand. And I was messing around with it on this very day. And I basically play every day. What can I tell you? And I love the other guys playing. I love what other people have brought to the guitar. And I'm very happy to still be, you know, flying the flag for all guitarists.
Well, we sure are happy with you. There's no question about that. Got a number of questions about what people in the audience can plan on seeing you play guitar-wise April 30th. What are you bringing out on the road to play live with?
Well, the guitar itself, I'm going to be playing a Fernandez. That's going to be the main guitar. They are a Les Paul shape, and the Japanese took on the franchise of those and made superb guitars that have been played by so many other people. Huge names play those guitars, and yet they're not that easy to source and to find. I don't think their distribution ever really took off worldwide, but you will find people right across the board playing those guitars, because they have the sustainer pickup. So once you've got a sustainer pickup, which means you can sustain till the cows come home with no tyranny of volume, you don't have to be loud to do that. The guitar itself sustains, and you can get a harmonic of that. For the train spotters, you know, for those who are interested, and if you stick a tremolo arm on as well, the combination of the two, you can really make a lot of police car noises, basically. That's the, many's the time I've got into a police car chase on the guitar itself.
Well, that is terrific. We've got Steve Hackett on the phone with us. He's coming to the Palace Theater Saturday, April 30th, bringing his solo album, Surrender of Silence, and his past catalog of Genesis music to Greensburg. So, Steve, it's that time for you to take over the turntables. Why don't you give us a couple songs that you'd like to play for our listeners? Because we all love knowing what our favorite rock stars listen to in their downtime.
Well, you know, it's been a very interesting time. My great friend Ian MacDonald, who basically invented King Crimson and then went on to form Foreigner, he's just passed. Now, he was a great friend. We worked together. But I remember seeing him in the late 1960s, just before they made that incredible first album. And I thought, wow, what an extraordinary multi-instrumentalist. I mean, the guy didn't sit still for a moment. He's on flute, he's on sax, he's on mellotron, and on record he's on much more than that. But his favorite King Crimson track was Epitaph. So I think it's a fitting thing. In a way, it becomes his epitaph, but it is a peace song, but it's a nightmare vision that takes us all the way there. And I think it's apropos at the moment with the world in the state of confusion and violence. And that's a complete understatement compared to what's going on, obviously, in the Ukraine. But I still think that song from 1969 still bears total relevance to today. So I think it's, you know, a wonderfully orchestrated protest song.
That's great. Give us one more.
I did a little bit of work with, one or two of the guys from Led Zeppelin when we were working in Japan some years ago. And I've always thought that, you know, one of their very best songs was Stairway to Heaven. So I know it's a favorite of a lot of people, but it just always works.
That's terrific. terrific. We're talking with Steve Hackett. His new solo album, Surrender of Silence, is out now. April 30th, Palace Theater in Greensburg is where he's going to be with his band. Steve, what an honor. What a pleasure. Come on back again in the future on Courts in Session. It was just terrific to have you on the radio.
That sounds great, Your Honor. And I tell you what, thank you, Eric. That's really fab. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. There's a lady who shows how it glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows that the stars are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for. On the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have to mean. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird that sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. Don't you know now? We'll be right back. a stairway to heaven.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
You're listening to Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And let me tell you a little secret. When court's not in session, you can tune into my show, Viva La Mock, with me, the mockster, Friday nights, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. I got a hot damn. How about it? This is going to be a lucky day. Oh, yeah. Release my sorrow. Leave them sweating along the way. I want to be. I want to know. I want to know right now. I want to know. Look ahead. I want to need. I got a feeling. I got a feeling. I got a feeling in my body. This will be a lucky day. We'll be released from our sorrow. Leave them laid alone and away.
Let's listen to it.
It's almost right.
the city and no loving from the heart of town. Somehow it came into a change. Everything around us began to rearrange. It ain't never gonna be quite the same. Listen to the wind calling out your name. Where you gonna go? What you gonna do? Don't you wanna know? Don't you worry, baby, 'cause it all comes back around. Take a look deep inside your heart. Shed a little light so we might come out of the dark. I've been loving you from the start. And you know that every wildfire begins with a little spark. And baby, take a hold of my hand. Give a little time so that you will understand. Gonna do the best that I can. Listen to the wind.
Listen to